Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age. The Science Song. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. University of Washington biology lecturer Greg Crowther believes in the power of song to teach about metabolism, neuroscience, and energy production in muscle cells. Crowther has written quite a few songs about science you can find on the internet. In fact, there are thousands of science songs out there in the net. Some are meant to instruct, others to entertain. Nearly all have a high cornball factor. You may not have heard a science song, but the field is large enough now to merit its own association. The Science Songwriters Association has 46 members. Crowther is one of them. His beginning biology students are likely to hear him croon, "Take Me to the Liver," or "Waltz of the Ribosomes."
In a typical 10-week quarter, I will perform maybe two or three songs live in class, and I will also give out some URLs of other songs that the students can listen to on their own time to perhaps reinforce some of the principles.
What are the subject matter of these songs?
Well, since this is an introductory biology course, the songs are pretty basic content-wise. For example, I usually sing "What Cell Is This?" to the tune of "What Child Is This?", which just goes over some of the main differences between prokaryotic cells, that is bacteria, and eukaryotic cells, all other types of cells.
You also do a version of "Sugar, Sugar"?
Glucose, glucose is my version, which is about glycolysis, more or less. So the process by which cells break down the sugar, sugar.
Could you sing that one for me?
Let's see. Do I remember my own words? Glucose, da na 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 na. Sugar, sugar, da 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 da. You are my favorite fuel from the blood-borne substrate pool. Glucose, da 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 da. Sugar, sugar, you're sweeter than a woman's kiss, 'cause I need you for glycolysis.
That's very nice. I imagine this actually helps students remember some concepts.
Well, that's the idea.
So, how do students react generally? I imagine some sort of cover their ears and run from the room.
Yeah, it's I have to say I've tried to assess this somewhat objectively with anonymous surveys, and I would say well over half the students seem to like the songs in some way. Either they actually do think that they're useful in learning, or they don't necessarily find that they learn a lot, but at least enjoy the change of pace. So it's generally positive. Few people really would prefer that I didn't sing at all, but so be it.
Greg Crowther teaches biology at the University of Washington. He's a member of the Science Songwriters Association. He maintains a database of science songs, which you can find at sciencegroove.org. Some of the titles you'll find on sciencegroove.org include "Archimedes, If You Please," "Mammal Hullabaloo," and the "Quadratic Formula Song." This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon. Monosaccharide sugar.